Hi guys, this is Jake Gross. This podcast, I'm gonna show you guys how to set up the virtual brown speak and use it with old screen readers. Now let's see if an old screen reader that does not support a software synthesizer. It could be a DOS screen reader, a Windows 3.1 screen reader, a Windows 9X screen reader, whatever. And it supports the brown speak, but you don't have a physical brown speak with you. You don't just don't want to get it out and set it up with a serial port and use it. Well, a genius named Tyler Spivey originally came up with the idea, and it basically talked through eSpeak. And then someone named Gillum improved this by actually making it talk through NVDA instead of eSpeak, so you got to have a lot more customizability of the voices and stuff. And another advantage of the NVDA version of this program was that screen readers were not allowed to change your voice settings, as the original BrownSpeak emulator could change your rate settings, and as a result, you could crash the emulator if you play with them too much. So, with this NVDA version, that does not happen, and I noticed that on certain Windows 3.1 in DOSBox with programs that requires the Windows MIDI driver, if you're using the original BrownSpeak, let's say you're tabbing through the WinChime dialog box, and it just will not go as fast. It will not keep up with your keystrokes. It has to really a total thing, and it gets so annoying. But with the NVDA version, it's really snappy. It's good, and I'm going to show you how to set this up. You need a program called COM0COM that is included in the file called redir.zip. It's the NVDA BrownSpeak emulator with the drivers and all that included. You can get that in the utilities folder of my site. And I extracted the contents to a folder called VBNS on my hard drive. I'm going to press Windows R to go to the run dialog.
Run dialog C colon back VBNS. Folder VBNS.
Now I have three things here.
Redir 1 of 3.
The virtual BrownSpeak itself.
Setup underscore COM 0 COM underscore W 7 underscore X 6 4 underscore signed X 2 of 3. Setup.
Now this is the 64-bit Brown, 64-bit COM0COM. And this, you need to know if your computer is running 32-bit or 64-bit. You can easily figure this out if your computer has only a program files folder on the hard drive. That's 32-bit. And if you have program files and program files x86, that means you have a 64-bit. I'm running it on a 32-bit system, so I'm going to press down arrow.
Setup underscore COM 0 COM underscore W 7 underscore x86 underscore signed x 3 of 3. Setup
Now it says it's W7, Windows 7, but it pretty much works on Windows 7, Windows 8, Windows 10. I'm running Windows 10, so I'm going to press enter to launch the setup.
Null modem emulator, COM 0 COM backquote P1 right parenthesis setup dialog null soft install system V2.46 welcome to the null modem emulator, COM OCOM backquote P1 right.
Yeah, that backquote P1 right parenthesis think a bit annoying when I change my synth.
Synthesizer, S2 of 14. Synth no speak triplet Xbox speech player.
Null modem emulator, COM0COM, setup dialog null soft install system V2.46. Welcome to the null modem emulator, COM0COM, setup wizard. This wizard will guide you through the installation of null modem emulator, COM0COM. It is recommended that you close all other applications before starting setup. This will make it possible to update relevant system files without having to reboot your computer. Click next to continue. Next button Alt+10.
I'll press enter.
I agree. Property page.
And to license agreement.
General public.
Your GNU general public license. You can see that in a lot of open source projects. And, you know, we pretty much all... If you read that before, it's pretty much the same thing in every project, so... I'm gonna press tab.
Back button Alt+B. I agree button Alt+A.
I agree. I'll press enter.
Next. Property page. Select components to install. Select components to install. Space required. 312.0 KB. Check the components you want to install and uncheck the components you don't want to install. Click next to continue tree view. Level 0 com 0 com not checked 1 of 4.
Just let's go through these components.
Start menu shortcuts checked 2 of 4 level 0. CNCA 0, CNCB 0 checked 3 of 4 level 0. COM checked 4 of 4 level 0.
We'll press enter because I want to install all these.
Property page space required. 312.0 KB setup will install null modem emulator com 0 com in the following folder. To install in a different folder, click Browse and select another folder. Click Install to start the installation. Edit selected C. Program files com 0 com.
I'll press Enter.
Extract. Com 0 com sys.
Now.
Installed class df7. Installed C. Program file. Null. C. Dot. Dot. X. Set.
Okay.
Null modem emulator. Setup for com 0 com. Install terminal. Blank.
Now, you usually be presented with Windows security dialogs, but when I first installed this on my computer, I told it to always trust software from the person's name that showed up in that checkbox. So if you get those dialogs, you can just press install, or the quicker way is just check all software from, I don't remember the guy's name, and then press install, and then it will install the drivers. Let's see what we got now.
Null mode, next, next, completed list. Next button, alt N. Finish, property page completing the null modem emulator. Finish button, alt F. Property page completing the null modem emulator, com 0 com, setup wizard null modem emulator, com 0 com, has been installed on your computer. Click finish to close this wizard. Launch setup checkbox not checked.
Launch a setup program.
Show readme checkbox not checked. Alt S.
Show your readme file. If you are new to com0com and you want to learn more about it, you can open this readme if you want.
Visit com0com homepage button.
You could visit the homepage if you want to.
Finish button alt F. Property page complete. Show launch setup checkbox not checked.
I'll press space to check this.
Space checked. Finish button alt F.
And I'll press enter on the finish button.
VBNS items view list setup com 0 com W7x86 setup for com 0 com unedit selected CNCA 0.
Now I'm going to type com 8. I'm typing
COM 8. Edit selected CNCB 0
and
COM
9.
Tree view virtual port pair 0 expanded 1 of 2 level 0. Remove pair button.
Remove your pair.
Add pair button.
Add a pair.
Apply button.
Apply. I'll press enter.
Reset button.
Reset.
Emulate baud rate checkbox not checked.
Emulate baud rate.
Enable buffer overrun checkbox not checked.
These checkboxes, I'll just go through these because I'm bored.
Enable plugin mode checkbox not checked. Enable exclusive mode checkbox not checked. Emulate baud rate checkbox not checked. Enable buffer overrun checkbox not. Enable plugin mode checkbox not. Enable exclusive mode checkbox not. Enable hidden mode checkbox not. Enable hidden mode checkbox not. Use ports class checkbox not. Use ports class checkbox not. Unedit. Selected COMA.
So it's a pretty interesting setup program. It's very simple to set up.
VBNS.
Now, I'm actually going to run this.
Setup com 0 com redire 1 of 3. Date create. Items. NVDA mat 1 of 9.
Let's see. Let's all press enter on NVDA.bat.
C. Redirect terminal. Left.
I'm actually going to. Let's see. I'm going to. What can I run? There's a talking DOSBox. I actually haven't extracted the contents of talking DOSBox to my hard drive, so I'm going to pause the recording, extract the files, and I'll be back.
C, redire, audacity, audacity, pat, P.
Okay, so the files are extracted, and I'm actually going to start DOSBox and
run dialog.
Windows 3.0, no, the ASAP screen reader.
C, select, colon. Backslash. Text unavailable. OS. Talking DOSBox. Items.
I press enter on DOSBox.
C. Talking DOSBox. DOSBox.
And I'm going to type in ASAP. Or actually, yeah. I'm going to put NVDA to sleep with NVDA shift S, I believe, the command.
Sleep mode on.
I'm going to type ASAP.
Marcus Jable 2499 ASAP installed. Welcome to Talking DOSBox. C colon back.
Okay, we have DOSBox. I mean, okay, It's using a modern synth. That is crazy. Wow. That is amazing. Oh, man. Just imagine the possibilities. Wait. Wait a minute.
Sleep mode on.
Wait.
Sleep mode off.
There we go.
Synth. Error dialogue on MVDA setting. Synthesizer die. Soft voice. S tab. R-O-T-T-I-L.
Does box SVA. Sleep mode on.
Let's see. Let's go to... I don't know. Let's... go to Windows 3.1.
C.
Because we can.
S. C colon back Windows. N.
It should load up.
Dot.
Windows
dot.
Will throw the media speech demo.
Which
will run for 15
manager,
minutes
arrow.
From first load.
And just because we can, let's load a MIDI file in the Presto Arranger and have it play.
F. Men. Menu closed. Edit. N. O. F. D. MDI frame pressed.
And I'm going to press F5 to have this play.
MDI child.
Because, it sounds, that MIDI synth is so interesting. It just sounds so good through these headphones. I just felt like I couldn't pause it. Anyway, I'm going to close this.
Button.
No,
and
I didn't make any changes. Okay.
Button, okay, dialogue, system pull down, exit Windows, information symbol, this will end your Windows session, button, okay, button.
I mean, it's hilarious, hearing, like, NVDA talk as if it was another screen. Oh man, NVDA talk as if it was a different screen here. In fact, I mean, I could just bring up JAWS 3.3 and make it use Eloquence 3 without the official Eloquence driver. There are just so many possibilities of synths you could use with this and screen readers that can this be used with. It's just, this is an interesting program. You can use modern synths with old screen readers. I mean, I can make this use Nuance Vocalizer if I wanted to. In fact, let's just, because it's funny,
MDI.
Let's actually switch to Nuance Vocalizer and make it read the Windows 3.1 about dialog box. That will be hilarious.
N file manager.
Wait.
N file manager.
Wait.
Sleep mode off. synthesizer, S, syn, N, no speed, expert, micro, nuanced vocal.
DOS box S, F equal, sys, R equal, W equals switch 2. H e, C, a equals about program manager, dialog. Menu closed, button, okay, dialog, system pull down, about program manager, button, okay, graphic, Microsoft Windows for workgroups, version 3.11, copyright 1985-1993, Microsoft Corporation. This product is licensed to Tomy, unknown organization, product number, memory, 55,663 kilobytes free, system resources, 83 free.
Okay, that was quite funny. I mean, this is a modern synthesizer. It was saying copyright date of 1993. This is just, wow. This
MDI is child.
Awesome. I could go on and on of possible possibilities.
Synthesizer. Est. Synth. Oh.
DOS box S.
And exit Windows.
Button. Okay. DOS box E.
Exit.
DOS box. Talking DOS box. Items. Audacity. Redirect.
Can they close the emulator? I'm gonna press
Audacity panel.
Press Control C.
C Win Care Audacity panel.
And I press Control C on both of those windows.
Audacity Audacity.
And I hope you guys enjoyed this podcast on how to get a virtual BrownSpeak set up on your computer, and a little demo of it being used with all the screen readers and stuff. So you actually saw some of this in my Jaws and Windows 98 podcast I did many months ago. So I didn't go in that podcast. I didn't go into detail how to actually set this up, but in this podcast I did. So anyway, I'll see you guys in my next podcast. I'll actually be doing in a few minutes. I'll be demonstrating how to get DeckTalk Access 32 set up with JAWS. So yeah, see you guys next podcast. Bye.